I'm Bruce Kyle. I'm an architect evangelist with Microsoft, and I'm here in the Pacific Northwest with Alok, who is with Sarongsoft, and he's here today to tell us about a product. Tell me a little bit about what you guys do.
Yeah, hi. Hi, Bruce. We are in Sarongsoft Corporation, a software product development and consulting company based in Bellevue, Washington. We have been doing a lot of custom software development for various companies, various sizes. But for the last few years, we have been building our own products. And last year, we released three of our own products and are following up those with some updates. One of them is an IT asset management tool for Windows domain networks using Active Directory. And by asset management, what we mean is tracking the hardware and software and users and groups in an Active Directory network. And this tool actually just targeted for small and medium-sized businesses which use Windows Network. But, you know, they don't use the very expensive high-end products. This one is basically an attempt to make an affordable product for them so that they can actually get a grip on the software and hardware running in the organization and the users using the whole network.
So you've updated your product to work with Windows 7. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah. So the thing is, this product works on any Windows network, like a Windows Server 2003, 2008, etc. And the client product can be Windows XP, Vista, Windows 7. Mm-hmm. Specifically for Windows 7, what we did is, like, you know, basically just added some coolness factor by doing the light up functionality, starting with the jump lists and the taskbar support to some extent. We intend to expand it a little more, and as well as, like, you know, do some of the other light up functionalities like trigger based services and all that. I can show you, like, you know, the kind of jump list functionality that we have implemented in Sysexpertise, this IT asset management tool. So, like, you know, this is a managed application, by the way, built using C# and .NET framework, WPF, Active Directory, WMI, etc. Mm-hmm. So, I can show you how it works.
Okay, let's take a look.
So here is Sysexpertise, the two options that you see, login and Sysexpertise, because we haven't logged in yet. We have to log in as one of the users, IT administrator or domain manager or asset manager. These are the three profiles we have. So let's start with domain manager. So we first log in as domain manager. You will see the available options or operations for the domain manager are these four: add new user, add new group, show all computers, or show all users. These are the most frequently used domain management options. Now, if we go into asset management, we log in as asset manager. Now we'll see a different set of options. You will like that as the most frequently used options are the full network scan, scan computer hardwares, and scan for installed software in the network. And now IT administrator, which is has the both the functionality of domain and asset manager, you will see a bigger set of operations available to the domain IT asset manager. IT manager. So they have domain management functionalities and the asset management functionalities. Each of those can be executed by the IT administrator. So let's start with adding a new user to Active Directory, and you see this form. Let's try something else. Like, you know, for example, let's go to look at all the different users, as per Active Directory. So you see the list of users available of different categories. Now you could actually even create a new group, or you could do any of these other things. So let's do a full network scan, because as an IT administrator, I can do that. So now network scan starts. As you see, it shows on the status bar as, like, you know, some progress happening, and you see that we could stop the scanning by clicking that button here. Also, as the progress happens, it shows on the taskbar icon to indicate that some operation is in progress. So even if my window was minimized, you will actually see that. Now I can stop on the scan, that particular button to stop the scanning. As you see, the scanning is being stopped. So it won't carry and go on anymore. So scanning has been cancelled. So we can, you see that the option is now green tick button.
Thanks for the demo, Alok. Tell me a little bit about what kind of information or what kind of advice would you give to a developer who is interested in lighting up on Windows 7?
Light up for Windows is a neat way of distinguishing your application from somebody else, and also leveraging this this coolness, as we say, that is available in the operating system, and making your users smile when they're using in the middle of them, making it easy for them and accessible the information, the operations, the most frequently used functions, you make them available to them. And the biggest factor is that doing it is not hard. One of the things is that it seems this is a UI factor, it's integrated with the shell and everything, and people may say it's a lot of work. It's not. That's the best part, because the OS has implemented so much of the functionality already, and the documentation, the sample code, and are pretty good. And it's not a complex concept. So the biggest issue for us, again, for this second light up attempt, was that is defining what do we want to put, what do we exactly want to implement. So that's what took us the most of the time. And as you saw in the demo, the biggest part was about that what all do we put there. Mm-hmm. So we decided that, and then some of the state-based control about what is accessible when and to whom, kind of thing. So I feel it's a pretty big win with a pretty small investment.
Cool.
So I would definitely encourage everybody, even my competitors, to do this, because it just increases the value of your application as well as makes Windows a better platform.
Cool. Well, I appreciate your help today.
Thank
Thanks
you.
Very much. We'll see you next time.